Welcome back to the English programme. Well, normally we do the sort of schedule, if I can try and explain this without stuttering, the schedule is normally fixed, but it's been a bit of a mess this week because we've had a sort of half a week off, basically, because it was sort of the end of our summer holidays. But normally we will be doing a reading from our Adventures of Sir Francis Drake. That would be every Monday normally, but we're sort of doing it today because we didn't have time to do it on Monday, if that makes any sense. But normally we'll be doing Sir Francis Drake every Monday. Anyway, this is a reading of Sir Francis Drake's famous voyage round the world, written by Francis Pretty. It's been it's the narrative, this book, of Francis Pretty, who was one of Drake's gentlemen at arms. And this is from the 1910 edition. We fell with this island the 27th of January, but the inhabitants would in no case traffic with us, being thereof forbidden by the king's edict. Yet the next day our general sent to view the island and the likelihoods that might be there of the provision of victuals. About 62 men, under the conduct and government of Master Winter and Master Doughty, and marching towards the chief place of habitation in this island, as by the Portugal we were informed, having travelled to the mountains the space of 3 miles, and arriving there somewhat before the daybreak, we arrested ourselves to see day before us, which appearing we found the inhabitants to be fled, but the place, by reason that it was manured — is that right, manured? What kind of a word's that? — we found to be more fruitful than the other part, especially the valleys among the hills. Here we gave ourselves a little refreshing, as by very ripe and sweet grapes. That was quite handy, wasn't it? Which the fruitfulness of the earth at that season of winter — it may seem strange that those fruits were then there growing. I love the English that was used back then. But the reason thereof is this, because they being between the tropic, the sun patheth — hang on a minute, I knew I'd have problems with this one. The sun passeth — that's a good one — twice in the year through their zenith over their heads, by means whereof they have 2 summers. And being so near the heat of the line, they never lose the heat of the sun so much, but the fruits have their increase and continuance in the midst of winter. The island is wonderfully stored with goats and wild hens. And I'm just sort of getting a bit curious as to where the inhabitants have gone. Maybe we'll find out. And it hath salt also, without labour, save only that the people gather it into heaps, which continually in greater quantity is increased upon the sands by the flowing of the sea, and the receiving heat of the sun kerning the same, so that of the increase thereof they keep a continual traffic with their neighbours. This is the English programme, our little reading of Sir Francis Drake.